power in a union. Now I long for...
But first, workers at the Sydney and Brisbane stevedoring firm of Hutchison Ports were informed by email in the early hours of the morning that they had been sacked and not to present to work last Friday. Workers who were not trawling the internet a few hours before their day shift arrived to Port Botany to be greeted by security guards and police and were told they were locked out. Their property and their lockers would be sent to them by courier in a week or so.
Yeah, on like yesterday we turned up to work for the day shift. Yeah, turned up as normal for the day shift, yep. Did our day shift. Went home and, you know, did our usual thing, blah, blah. And I received a text message, but I didn't realise what it was. Yeah. So I went to sleep, and then, funny, I got up, the cat was annoying, so, you know, let the cat out, and then my friend he rang me and said, check your phone, and text message. So I checked the text message, checked the email, and then basically all I saw was, unfortunately... and then I saw effective immediately. So I basically knew I've been made redundant. So what I did is I got in the car, got dressed in that, and I got here at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I've been here ever since. I've been here since then. Yeah.
I spoke with Paul Keating, the Maritime Union of Australia Deputy Secretary, who'd been at the MUA picket at Port Botany all night and all day.
In your negotiations with the company, would you have expected anything like this to happen?
Well, look, the company notified the union a little over 3 weeks ago of their intention to downsize. The significant change. But companies can't just put that forward. They've got to qualify it. Enterprise agreements are very clear around the detail on that stuff. So with a significant change, the parties are to consult and the parties are to meet, and we seek to mitigate the fallout.
So you were expecting them to say, well, you know, here's a date that we could meet and discuss it?
For 3 weeks, we'd sort all the information and data, which is the, you know, normal practice. And it's an obligation that the employers have under the collective agreements, any agreement. We sought to meet to consult with the employer and have all that information in front of us. It's not a matter of employers saying, we're going to sack half the workforce. It must be qualified. There's got to be genuine redundancies, and it is determined through that data being put on the table, and the parties methodically go through it. The company refused to provide that information to the union throughout the 3 weeks. The union sought that information all the way through, sought to meet with the company, and in the end, about 2 days ago, we put a dispute notice in the Fair Work Commission that we say the company had breached the enterprise agreement in regards to its obligations under the consultation clause.
So could they be reacting to that then, the fact that you've put that into the commission?
I very much doubt that. I mean, I very much doubt that. This, what we find today, is that we know now that what the company had determined, or had stated that there was going to be a significant change, the company had stated that the current contracts it held, you know, shipping contracts, it would renegotiate those contracts, and if they kept them, they did, and if they didn't, well, that's where it'd be. What we have uncovered is that the company has retained every shipping contract it had. 50% of those contracts, approximately, have been subcontracted to other stevedores. So effectively, the contracts that Hutchison Ports Australia have for both Sydney and Brisbane very comfortably cover the employment arrangements and sustainability for both workplaces. What we find today, though, is that half of those contracts have not gone, have not left Hutchison Ports. In fact, they've retained them and subcontracted them out, effectively sacking the workforce on that basis. We say that is unconscionable.
Sean is a waterfront worker on the picket line who's been out at the dock gates most of the night.
So you're a worker here at the terminal?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I've been employed here just over 18 months.
Yeah.
And I thought there was a bright future here, like the rest of the guys, you know, working here as well. And, yeah, it's been a shock. Like, up until yesterday afternoon. Actually, we first heard of what they had planned about a month ago, and yeah.
Did you get a message last night on a text like some other people did, or how did
email?
So you got an email. So someone tell you to look up your emails at 12 o'clock. You wouldn't be doing
No, it's just by chance.
Yeah,
just by chance. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then I rang one of the other guys on my panel,
yeah,
and he received an email too at the same time, and yeah, we were all shocked.
And what did you think? Do you think that, you know, there'd be some negotiations, or did it was a pretty final email, was it?
Yeah, it was, and they didn't even let us come on site to collect our belongings from the lockers. They said they were going to send them out with a courier next week, and they, as far as we're concerned, like, we try to compromise with them, but they just don't want to listen. They've already got their mindset.
And what are you expecting to get? Just like a week's pay, or what?
What they as per the enterprise agreement, they just want to give us our minimum, our entitlements. Yeah, the bare minimum.
Bare minimum. So, yeah. And what's the work situation like at the port at the moment? I mean, can you get a job elsewhere?
Not at the moment, I don't think. But I haven't thought that far down the track. I'm just trying to stay optimistic.
Yeah.
And things get better from here on in.
Yeah. I mean, you've got bills to pay, I suppose, and so it'd be
It's not easy out there.
Yeah.
It's not easy out there. All we want is just to be treated with respect and and fairly.
The workers are shocked to be laid off electronically without any discussion whatsoever. In days gone by, many workers lived near the port facilities that they worked on. Today, however, the Port Botany hinterland is peppered with mansions and expensive new apartments. And if you don't have the millions required to buy into eastern suburbs real estate like most, you have to travel from a long way to get work. Daniel is forced to live out of Sydney in the Wollongong area and drives in with some other workers.
I live down the south coast, I live in Woolleye, so I'm on a day shift. I have to get up, and I couple with a friend as well. I get up at 3:30 in the morning, and in and out by 4 o'clock, get to my friend's place, pick him up, and come into work, and we're here by 5:30.
So for you, it's 3 hours' notice?
They let us know. They let us know that day, so you finish your day shift, then they give you a text, okay, you're on tomorrow day shift, and then...
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Right, so you don't know until you get the text whether you're working the next day or not.
Yep.
Oh, okay, that's pretty tough, isn't it?
You normally get it that day. Say you might be on day shift, and you might come in, you might get the text like 1:30 or 12 o'clock something. Okay, you're fired for day shift the next day.
Yeah.
So you get your orders for the next day that day. If we knew we were going to go and we did come get upstairs or had to meet with them, have our union official with us and let them say to us face to face, say, look, unfortunately, you didn't get retained and blah, blah, blah. We'll give you a moment to clear out your locker. These guys, they're curing our belongings from our locker to our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit insulting, isn't it?
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
It's like if you were going to dump your girlfriend, it's like, you've got to man up and actually face it. So, look, listen, honey,
yeah.
That's what it feels like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what's out there? So we came in so that's just the way. I mean, I can accept that. I mean, you're going to be really pissed off and disappointed because you knew it was going to come. But this way is just, mate.
But, you know, by the text message, email at midnight.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty tough, isn't it?
You know, you're in bed, you're asleep and, so.
Incredibly, this industrial situation could have happened at a factory or a mine in the north of England at the turn of the last century. Here we are again, a lockout and a picket line. The big waterfront dispute of 1998 at Patrick's is in everyone's mind as you reflect that our industrial relations situation has changed not one jot. It is just communicated anonymously and electronically by text and email.
We have Patrick's employees that, moved over to Hutchison Ports Australia, and some of those workers went through the Patrick's 98 lockout to find themselves in this place again. I have a member here who has been terminated along with both of his daughters. A father and both of his daughters have been terminated from Hutchison Ports. And I've got to say, even last night, the union, throughout the night, sought to meet with management and put forward a proposal that we would meet to try and mitigate to avert this crisis. So I say this, is the environment that we see for workers in this country, where it's okay for big business to sit at the top of the table and forget about the rights of workers. After all, these workers haven't done anything wrong. All they have done is actually had their union represent their interest. The MUA goes back nearly 150 years on the waterfront. We have this history based on that connection with our members, that when you look at the nature of an industry like this, whereby it is the most dangerous industry. Per capita, there are a border side worker is 14 times more likely to be killed on the job than the average worker in this country. Out of the 50 workers that have been terminated here in Sydney, almost all our health and safety reps are gone. The whole of the safety committee has been terminated. And, you know, shift delegates and the site committee are pretty well down to almost no numbers. So we've seen that this company has terminated workers that have been elected by the workforce to represent their interests, especially around the most important aspects of a working life for a worker in this industry. That's safety. And they've been removed. It sends a strong message that we will intimidate and we won't stop at anything.
Because as I understand it, Hutchison Ports aren't a big player at the moment in Australia, but they are a huge corporation overall.
Oh, it's a giant of a stevedore company globally. As for it, in Australia, it's only been in this country for 2 years. But certainly, by what it's determined to come into the country with the automation that it has, just in the both ports, it shows that it's got quite a lot of capital behind it, and it's prepared to spend that. Look, our members here have worked for the company between the two, 12 months and 2 years. But I've got to say, many of those workers come from the industry, and they left very good paying, secure jobs with the other stevedores because, firstly, they love their industry and they seen a new opportunity whereby they wanted to be part of that opportunity. The union negotiated a greenfield site. It was a good agreement. Nothing outside of what the value of the agreements already are.
So nothing particularly costly for the...
No, well, Hutchison's agreement is actually the most flexible in the industry. We gave that scope for obvious reasons. They were a startup company and they sought leeway. It's the only agreement that doesn't have rosters, and there's a great deal of flexibility where the employees move through certain phases. So the startup phase was phase one, and all the workers here in Sydney and 80% up in Brisbane, we're still on the phase one.
So you'd think that this change that the company wanted to make could have been handled a whole lot better.
Well, I suppose what is disappointing, the company this morning applied to the Fair Work Commission and put in a section 418, which is a claim that illegal industrial action had been undertaken. Now, they got a hearing today. As for the union, we put in our dispute notice 2 days ago and
still waiting.
And we're still waiting for a date for that to be heard. But as for myself, I'm here to look after our members. I've come down like the rest of these workers within the community. A lot of these workers aren't from the MUA, but they're just from the broader community, to come down and say, look, we think that what has occurred here is unjust. Being sacked by email is a disgrace. Is this the world that workers live in under an Abbott government? Well, I've got to say it does. Workers deserve more, and they should be treated with dignity and respect, and we don't see that here.
You're going to be here all night?
Yes.
And Sean sums up the situation this way.
Everyone's bent over backwards and been flexible, and I feel like they're just taking advantage of our, our trust and our work ethic.
Yeah.
Our systems, together we will stand. Yeah, it's power in our union.
Waterside worker Sean there ending that report on the picket line at Port Botany.